This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Yohonatan and Konina. First name is Yohonatan, Y-E-H-O-N-A-T-A-N. Last name is Anconia, A-N-C-O-N-I-N-A. Date of birth 11/2/2018. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam. First name is Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Yam, Y-A-M-Yam. Address 825 Pollard Road, P-O-L-L-A-R-D Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S, California 95032. Telephone number 408-238-2992. Fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Marina Yam, M-A-R-I-N-A, last name Yam, Y-A-M. Thank you for asking me to see this 5-year-old girl in allergy consultation. Period. 5-year-old boy in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. This 5-year-old boy has been having persistent problem with runny nose, stuffy nose, along with sneezing and itchy eyes for many years, period. There is some difficulty in breathing, but no evidence of any wheezing or any emergency room visits for asthma-like condition, period. He has never been hospitalized, period. He also experiences minor rash and runny nose after eating eggs, period. There is similar history with the ingestion of carrots, period. He pretty much eats other foods without any problem and has never experienced anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Unfortunately, he has been exposed to a lot of chronic smokers and a dog, and that certainly makes his symptoms much worse, period. Overall, he's growing quite well, period. examination revealed a very pleasant little boy who had milder dermatographism and was somewhat stuffy, period. The tonsils were mildly enlarged, period. Chest examination was benign, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of asthma and allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. We got some RAS testing done, and total IgE is 1109, which is significantly high, period. A chest x-ray was normal, period. Some RAS testing to individual pollens displayed significant reaction to many different spring and summertime pollens, period. There was a very large reaction to egg white and a small reaction to carrots, period. Certainly indicating some level of allergy to these two foods, period. I recommended component testing for eggs, but family never came back, and I'm hopeful that at some time in future we can pursue that and do egg component allergy and track it appropriately, period. He also exhibited a lot of positive reaction to many different foods, but I believe that is nothing but sensitization and no true allergy, period. Certainly, he has not really experienced any anaphylaxis, but I would certainly consider epinephrine be given if there are ongoing significant reactions, period. Family never came back for a follow-up, so I really could not prescribe EpiPen, but hopefully you can follow up on that and give them a prescription for EpiPen, period. I would be very happy to see him back and complete the workup, period. my last during our visit on 4/17/24, an allergy testing also demonstrated significant large reaction to pollens and a moderate reaction to eggs, thus confirming diagnosis of springtime rhinitis and egg allergy. Period. Egg and carrot allergy. Period. My recommendation, my final diagnosis is number one, moderate allergic rhinitis. Number two, history of allergy to eggs and carrots. Number three, history of dermatographism, and that might be the explanation for intermittent rashes. Number four, no evidence of significant asthma, period. My treatment plan is as follows. Number one, environmental precautions were discussed. Number two, Flonase, 1 to 2 puffs once daily during spring and summertime. Number three, Singulair, 5 milligram daily, period. Overall, I believe he is doing quite well. And I would be very happy to see him back for follow-up and advise the family appropriately, period. It was a pleasure taking care of this youngster, and I am hopeful he would be well, period. I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies, period. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Yeho, Nathan, and Konina. Thank you.